Good morning. As we have been looking at these virtues that we hopefully, as Christians, as we walk through this world, that hopefully become a little bit a part of our lives, we get to one today that I'm going to say that we look for in people. If there's a quality that you look for in a spouse, what would that be? Or a friend, or your pastor, or if you're thinking from my perspective, a pastor looking at his members, what is that one quality that I think all of us would want the person to possess? And I think it's faithfulness. And so today we're going to look in the Believe series at this whole idea of faithfulness. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our time here together. We ask now that as we turn to your word, as we focus our attention now on this whole idea of faithfulness, that certainly we can look and see and say that you are the ultimate example of that faithfulness. And Lord, we pray that in some way that we can be an expression of that in our lives to other people so that they can see that we're faithful to them, and most importantly, that we are faithful to you. Lord, we ask that you would block out maybe just a few of the distractions that we have racing through our minds right now so that we can simply focus on your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I talked with the children here just a little bit about faithfulness. If I ask you to describe what it means to be faithful, what would you say, or what are some words that you would use to describe faithfulness? Loyal. I heard, did someone say trustworthy? I mean, we talked about that with the kids. And then this morning in Bible class, we looked at another word, commitment. And so if we think about being faithful and about God's faithfulness to us, I think we can see that these types of words really describe what it means to be faithful. And we see throughout Scripture that God certainly was faithful to us, was faithful to the people throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament. As we heard the Old Testament reading for this morning, going all the way back to Noah. If you recall, God was pretty perturbed that he had created the world. He was getting frustrated with man because they were becoming evil, and he said he was going to destroy everything that he made. And so he devised this plan, except there was one man that he found to be faithful. Who was it? Noah. And so Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, and Noah and his family were saved. But everything else was destroyed in the flood that wiped out the entire earth. And then we had our reading for this morning. What does God do? He sets a bow in the sky. And what's fascinating about this to me, we look at it and say, oh, how pretty it is. And what do we remember when we look at the bow? The rainbow. We hopefully recall that God made a promise to never destroy the earth again with an entire flood. But what does God say? He says, when I look at it, I'm going to remember the promise that I made that I would never flood the earth again. And so it's always fascinating to me when we see a rainbow in the sky, guess who's looking at that with us? God. And he's recalling that promise that he made. He's faithful. He promised he would never flood the entire earth again with water. We continue on in the Old Testament as he calls the Israelite people out of Egypt. He walks with them through the Red Sea. He goes with them through the wilderness, and he brings them into the promised land. How faithful were they? Off and on, right? They turned their back, they grumbled, they complained, they got pretty angry because God brought them out of the land of Egypt to die in the wilderness. But yet God remained faithful to them, took them into the promised land, and they began to worship other gods. And then the prophets come and warn them, if they don't turn from their evil ways, they're going to be destroyed. And they're carried off into Babylon, into captivity. And then God, what? Brings them back to their own land again. He's continuously faithful to them. And then ultimately, as we get to the New Testament, he brings Jesus onto the scenes. He sends his own son into the world to die on the cross, to bring us forgiveness, to destroy or to restore the broken relationship that happened when Adam and Eve fell into sin. He restores that broken relationship between God and man. And when he dies on the cross, did he die for your sins? Yeah. Did he die for mine? Yeah. Did he die for every single person in the world? Yes. The only problem is that forgiveness that's dropped right in every single person's lap is pushed out by some. Some totally reject the gift of forgiveness in life that God has for them. But he has remained faithful to us. And so I guess the question for us this morning is, in regards to his faithfulness, we know that that's perfect. But what does our faithfulness as we live in this world look like, or what should it look like? If I'm going to be faithful to my job, what am I going to do? I'm going to give it everything I have, right? I'm going to show up to work on time. I'm going to maybe even put in a little extra effort to make things go smoothly. If I'm going to be faithful in my marriage relationship, what am I going to do? I'm going to work on it. I'm going to try to do everything I can to make my spouse feel like she's loved and happy in all that we do. If I'm going to be faithful in an activity or in a sport, what am I going to do? I want to give it everything I have, right? If I'm going to be faithful in my relationship with God, what am I going to do? I'm going to show up to church. I'm going to be in Bible class. I'm going to be in Bible studies. I'm going to read my Bible at home. I'm going to pray on my knees at home. I'm going to give it everything that I've got. Unfortunately, it seems like the world that we live in today, we are willing to work extremely hard on everything I listed, except for maybe two of them. And that is our marriage and our relationship with God. And I don't know what it is that those two seem to take the back seat. We don't want to give them the effort that we're willing to give everything else in the world. We lack that commitment. We lack that faithfulness to God, and a lot of times our marriage. I want to show a video clip. And I don't know what it is about when we think of faithfulness. I think we automatically think of marriage relationships. But I want to show a video clip this morning of this couple that I believe really spells out faithfulness for us this morning.
I don't count it a burden, whatever, to have to care for her. I need to do everything. From the moment she gets up to the moment she goes to bed, I do absolutely everything. Clean her teeth, shower, dress, everything. But it's a privilege. I count it a great privilege to care for this one that I've loved all of these years and continue to love. This is the year where we'll celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. Our stories have been a lovely story. I first saw her when she was 8 years old, and her brother became my best friend. We grew up together, and as we grew up, yeah, she was there. And I knew that she used to stare at me when I was playing footy with her brother and another friend, and when we used to ride bikes, and she kept staring at me, but I wasn't interested. I was 17, she was 16. I saw her dolled up, dressed up, and she had an A-line dress on, and boom, it was gone. I was, she was the one for me then, absolutely. When we first started dating, I used to ride my bike from where I lived to where she was, and that was about 5 kilometers on a Saturday afternoon, because it was the only chance we had to get together. And it was hair wash day for her, and she used a special cream in her hair for a shampoo. And I can still smell it, because that smell was so particular, so nice. It was just absolutely special. We had a bike. I used to ride everywhere on my bike, and then Glad had a bike as well, and we put a baby chair on the front of her bike, and so we carried our babies around on the bike with her as well. So yeah, bike's been part of our lives, and I guess that has something to do with us now. Around about 2004-05, I began to notice that there were things going wrong. She was finally diagnosed with the horrible disease of Alzheimer's. Having lived overseas, I knew that with a bike you can do lots of things. So I had a bike made, a bike chair made. We take it to the beach and ride along beside the beach. And as we do that, we see lots of people. A lot of people come talk to us because it's a unique thing. Nobody else has got a bike chair quite that way. I am determined to care for her every need, every need. You see, God has loved us so unconditionally. And I understand that God has put his love in my heart. And because I realize how much God has loved me, that's how I too can love my lovely wife. She has done so much for me over all of these years. Now she can't, but I can. And I can return her love. And it's a love that, well, to me, means I can do everything for her. She's my princess. I'm her William. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Would you have it any other way?
No,
not at all. We love each other.
It's a kind of a touching video, but I think what it really shows is, what does it take to be faithful? What does it take to be committed? It takes effort, an intentional effort. I mean, you can't just think everything's going to work out. You have to intentionally work on it. I'm going to say anything that we do that we're faithful to, that we're committed to, whether it's that sport or whether it's that activity that we have going on, whether it's our marriage relationship, whether it's our job, and even if it's our spiritual life, it takes intentional effort. We have to work at it. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just fall in place. And that's what God has called us to do. He's called us to be faithful. Sometimes it might not be the easy thing to do. Sometimes, and a lot of times, it may not be the thing that society says to do. But we intentionally, with effort, do it. Because we want to be faithful. We want to be faithful because we're grateful for what God has done for us in our lives. God has done so much for us. He's taken us out of the pit of darkness. He's forgiven us all of our sins. He's promised us eternal life. And now we respond. We respond with faithfulness to Him. We respond with faithfulness to others because of what He has done for us. The Bible verse for today, for this morning, the key verse, if you would read that with me. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3:3-4. And if you look at those first two lines there, really, bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. That to me says, it doesn't just happen. We have to intentionally, as I said, do that. If we look at the key virtue for today of faithfulness, say this with me as well. I have established a good name with God and others based on my loyalty to those relationships. God has called us to be faithful. Faithful in our relationships with others and especially our relationship with Him. And I pray that we as a congregation, we as individuals, intentionally work on our spiritual relationship with God and our spiritual relationship with others. Today we have a wonderful opportunity to do some of that as well. We're here gathered and in this place of worship where we are nurtured, where we encourage each other as we live out our lives in this world. But then we have a fellowship opportunity in our potluck meal that we can share together just to be there for each other and encourage each other in our spiritual walk in this world. May God strengthen us as we continue to live our lives in this world. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.